Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
1212, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to
Sheffield Live.
Yo, Friday, the 13 reach, unlucky for some, you know. Are you unlucky, CV?
Me? No, I'm unlucky today because I'm going to feel well, but, you know.
Oh, dear me.
But, yeah, I'm, you know.
Anybody have a Fenty coat, do you?
Why? I want more than Fenty, we want some Lemsy pads, honey and, and them some.
Yo, remember that thing? Yo, I'm tear down, you sick, must you want a Fenty?
Yeah, I remember them cut there, I remember them, you know, cut there, yeah.
From back
in the day,
yeah. Like we say, welcome, Sweet Talking Sport. Yeah, straight to the point chat show that deals with the latest sports news and stories with both interviews and drawing an audience that fit today's modern day society. Devoted entirely to discussions, sporting events, and also local and national. Good to go on air, expansive debate, analysed by myself and CV today. Sometimes G did that, but we ain't never know what, you know? Your regular programming, probably Yorkshire's best talk sports radio show you'll ever hear, on point, yeah? You can listen to the show live every Friday, 6 till 7, to listen to the sports show. Just tune in, you know, 93.2 FM. See it there. Have you heard about the one and only Erin Jackson? Yeah, from the Winter Olympics. And I know some people think that, you know, this is the first gold medal that she's ever won. Some people might think also that she's, you know, the first kind of like black woman to deal with it. Well, she is actually, but it's not the first gold medal she's actually won. I mean, I think that's how it portrays on the kind of like sporting networks out there. But real and truly, Erin Jackson, 33. I think we need to celebrate these kind of victories, celebrate the wins, you know, celebrate good times. But she actually started skating, yeah, back in 2017, believe it or not, inline skating at the age of 10. At 10, what were you doing at 10, Stevie? You weren't skating.
No, I was in at the park. I run up and down. And maybe kick two ball.
And I run from the belt, innit? And the slipper.
No, because I was a man who did go to church. So many people got around. You know what I mean? So I made it them time there. If I was in park, I was just running up and down. And I kicked two football. And then when I die yard, now I just sit down with my Bible and I read up, you know, a couple psalms and them thing there. You understand that? Mind you, I don't know about if you understand that, because I know sometimes you ain't really participating in them avenue like me. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, everybody different, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to lie to you people out there, you know, but don't tell anybody. But yeah, I mean, I feel, you know, try to run a little bit, you know what I mean? But you get black off because you know the angles, innit? You know, the dimension of the room and visibility and all them kind of thing. They just work it out quick time, you know, in them heads, you know? The distance, you know what I mean?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know, when that belt just lash out them hand, you know, the distance, man. You know what I mean? So sometimes if you block it, sometimes if you just... like sat in one corner like a tortoise and think to your skin tough, you know what I mean? Ah, you know, them little,
little movements,
yeah,
there, innit?
Them little days, you know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Hey, what was you doing at 10? You know what I mean? Anybody got any stories out there? You know what I mean? Just deal with it in a year one time. But yeah, at 10, Aaron, was doing, you know, inline skating, like I said, which involves speed skating, quarter pipe and half pipe, all them tricks and that, and you know, kind of aggressive freestyle and all that kind of stuff mixed in with it. So I think she became, you know, fast forward, obviously, Pan American Games gold back in 2023, so it's not just 2026 victories, at 2023 she's mashing it up. In fact, I'll drop one back even further, back in 2022, gold in Beijing, she collected a medal there. Fast forward again, 24 to 2025, you know, 4 continent championships, you know. Again, we had gold. She's actually collected, I think it might be, around about 48 international, it's either 47 or 48 international and domestic medals. 12 of them are outside the Olympics. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you know, it's not just the one, you know? There's... 47.
She was in it. She used to do this.
48.
And she used to do, you know, that roller derby as well, what they have in America. Remember that roller derby? Mm-hmm. It's a bit like, I believe it's a bit like, you know, the film, that Rollerball.
Yes.
It's a bit like that. And she was in a dart for a bit.
Is it?
Yeah. She was in a dart for a bit.
Well, that actually makes a lot of sense, what you're saying, you know?
Yeah.
Because anything to do with speed, Aaron de Panit, you know? All this. Get off the line faster than Takagi, and she's going to have to put together a great lap. You see that foot speed? She's got so much strength and power, and she's really put it together with incredible technique. 10:33, that's in the hunt. She's done what she did to in the first 100. Remember, though, Takagi had that incredible lap. Right now, Aaron Jackson just has to get down, sit on those pushes, and really skate deeply. American woman hasn't won an individual medal at the Olympics since 2002. Erin Jackson's 100 meters away from the finish. Here she comes, the world number one, headed for the line. Erin Jackson is into the lead! Like I said, you know, Yafi, big up the victories, you know? And Aaron Jackson, you know, surely have to kind of like big that up too, big time, you know. So enough respect to to Erin. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a big achievement, that. You know what I mean? It's a big achievement.
I think I must have gone kind of like skating a few times, you know, as a youth and that, but and that's ice skating, you know what I mean? Coming like Bambi at first, but then you just get confident, innit?
Yeah, you know.
You know what I'm pitched on and wet up your trousers and all them kind of thing, but you know.
It wasn't really something that I really got involved in, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I can't really say to you that I ever went ice skating, because it wasn't something that really took my fancy, you know what I mean? Just similar to like back in the day in the 80s and that, when you used to get man and man them doing roller skating and that, you know what I mean, around town and that. And that, it wasn't something that really intrigued me, that really thought, oh yeah, yeah, I've got to get onto that tip. I wasn't really bothered about that, to be honest. Really, most of the time now, right, when them man they were doing roller skating and all them kind of something, right, yeah, I was just more in the music, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, so but yeah, anyway, she's done well.
What's caught my eye in the news is Aluko. She's kind of like in the news again, and
oh yeah, it's been a big another
as
big topic again, hasn't it? Right, mm-hmm. Put her back in that limelight again, hasn't it? Really, but I'm not sure if it's in a positive one. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because having heard her with, is it Simon Jordan?
And righty as well. Kind yeah, of like get mixed up in it.
Yeah. Because, but I'm talking about the little interview business with Simon Jordan and is it White?
I've not heard that one.
That I just thought, we're back in that. We're back down that little road again, right? And she's having to defend herself, isn't she?
Yeah.
Right. And she's basically, from what I'm seeing and hearing from her, what she's saying is, from, and I can be corrected, right, is that she's not saying that she doesn't want man them involving it, but she's saying that the prime position should be given to the women. That's what she's saying. And the man them can come in at it, but as in backative, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's basically what she's saying, because she's saying like on any other live sport or live football, you generally get your the show host, they're the ones who are actually in the studio, right, talking, and then you've got your actual commentators who are commentating on the game at the game. Yeah,
that's correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now I think she's saying that really, the women them should be in the position where they are the commentators in the studio. That's what she's saying, right? And I think she's saying that Ian Wright, is quite true. Ian Wright is big up in the women's football. Right, really big in at the women's football. They're saying maybe he should be on pitch side, and maybe her and any other woman commentator should be in the studio. I think, I don't know if I've got it correctly,
yeah,
but that's what she's seeing, as how it was coming across to me anyway.
What I've kind of like picked up on, she's basically saying that, you know, for the women football, let the women deal with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of man have a big say anyway.
They do.
Do you know what I mean? And the kind of spilling onto the woman football scene and punditry on that, when it's squeezing the women them out. Now, I think there's two sides for this kind of like argument. What she was saying as well, is that she basically said to Wrighty, you know, if you can't show, give him a kind of like a nod, and say, yo, put in a good word for me.
That's right, yeah.
So Wrighty kind of like, you know, maybe took a little offence to that and said, why, you know? I do fimiting and, you know.
Because she said that he'd done a little squeeze for Gary, hadn't he? Gary Lineker, she said. So she was thinking maybe he could do a little squeeze for her with him being up there.
Yeah.
But that hadn't really come true, has it?
Mm-mm.
And I think what some, as in Simon Jordan, kind of took a little offence, really. I might be wrong. Is when she said that, as in, you know, high-profile black sports people, yes, you know, should kind of look after each other.
Yes, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think said, well, what do you mean? You know, as in, what do you mean by looking after each other?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what she was basically trying to say is, well, look, if you've got somebody who's up there, really, you're trying to help the other one to get up there as well.
100%, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and she didn't think, I don't know, I don't know if she thought that Wrighty was not helping her out to get up there.
Yeah, because we the same.
Yeah.
So we help out one another.
That's what she said in the black community, that's what she said.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, where do you fall on that side? Do you think she's right to kind of like speak out like this? You know, has she got a point, you know?
Personally, I've listened to her as a pundit. And some of what Simon Jordan said, I've got to say this, it's going to sound bad, but what he said, I kind of agreed with him. Because he said, a pundit is somebody who's supposed to give you knowledge about what they, you know, and make it interesting. And when I've heard her, I'm doing her pundit, she doesn't really interest me. She doesn't catch me. She just doesn't do it for me, really, as a pundit. But, right, again, she must be doing it. She must have been doing it okay because she'd been doing it for 11 years.
Yeah. I mean, she came on the scene 2014, or should I say, her first kind of like bow was on Match of the Day in 2014.
Right.
You know, appeared as a pundit.
Right.
And she made history, you know, becoming the first woman to do so.
Right.
So when I look at that, I think 2014, we're in 2026.
26, yeah.
And has she evolved? Has she moved forward?
Right.
You know, everybody's got their opinion.
Yeah.
I think she's okay.
Right.
I've not heard her recently.
No, because she said she took herself out of the limelight a little bit. She said, you know, she thought to herself, right, because when ITV or whatever decided, right, they wasn't going to renew her contract,
uh-huh,
right, she thought to herself, do you know what, I'm just going to take a little back seat a little bit, right?
What, do you think that was a case of spitting out of the dummy, said, it's not happening for me?
I don't know. And I'm not prepared to say. I'm just saying, she said she thought to herself, because I think Simon said to her something like, oh, well, you've not really been on show, really. She said, well, no, that's not because of not getting renewing the contract. It's because she's took herself out of it.
See. Uh-huh.
So,
I mean, you know, when I think of, let's use, like, say, Alex Scott, for example.
Right.
She's excelled. Boom.
Very much so.
Fast track.
Very much so.
Strong, clear. They plan everything, you know?
That's right. You've
she's
got
all over it.
That's right. You've got, you know, other people like, I mean, she's regular now. Karen Carney.
Yes.
She's regular now.
Yeah.
Right. And
Steph Houghton,
Steph Orton,
yeah.
They're on it. Do you know what I mean? Right. So I don't know, people might say, yeah, but you're saying that, but these individuals, with the exception of who you've just mentioned first, Miss Scott, right? The other individuals are of Caucasian, aren't they? Right? So, but I just, I've heard her, and I just think, nah, not.
She's not doing it for you.
She's not doing it for me.
I mean, obviously, you're going to have some people better than others.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just how it is.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree, I agree.
I mean, yeah, she's you know, controversial comments against Righty. Sort of like, and it's not the first time she's been in public eye. There was that thing with Joey Barton.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was her fault. Do you know what I mean?
And then you'd got the other guy, the I think he was is he England manager at the time? Samson or something? He was Man City's women's manager. And then you had that little uproar about black players, and I think she was in. She was involved in that as well. Right. So, she has been in a few little schisms, hasn't she?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, speak out. Yeah, speak out. You know, if someone's aggrieving you, speak out. But got to remember, it could have a knock-on effect. And I think some of that has probably spilled over. I mean, she says that she's worked with Righty, brilliant broadcaster, but I think he, and I'll say that again, but I think he should be aware of how much he is doing in the woman's game.
Right, okay.
So that speaks volumes. That's like saying, why you do too much?
Okay.
You know what I mean? What about we as women? Yeah. How come we can't bounce in our doing our thing?
Do you know what I mean?
You know, she apologized for that.
Yeah.
Insisting that she was trying to make a broader point about limited opportunities for women in football. You know, because, yeah, the men drone it. But also, on percentage-wise, some men do a better job than women. Some women do a better job than men.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way how it is. Now, somebody's got to pick the pundit. Somebody's got to appoint who and who. Now, some of these guys have got contracts that they have to do. Written in their contracts might be to say, I need to be on air, you know, like twice a month. Or something like that. They'll have them kind of like contracts as well. I mean, but you know, Righty also responded by saying that he had noted but could not accept this apology, insisting I'm very disappointed by what Inoko has said, and I want to move on from this, you know. So Righty's not having none of it. Now, the other side of the coin, he could have said, yeah, you know, stuck at his chest, I accept an apology, you know, I know her very well, I think she's a good pundit, and I wish her all the best for the future going forward.
Yeah, he could have done that.
But
he hasn't. He's chosen not to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and like what we said, you know, last year, former Man City man, Barton, was found guilty of sending grossly offensive communication about her.
Yeah.
And as well as fellow pundits, Lucy Ward took. She takes some of it. And then the judge, who sentenced Barton to a suspended 6 months in custody, that's like saying, do you know what? If you're a bad boy, you're a pee in front of me again, you're going to get locked up for 6 months.
Yeah.
So basically, Barton got a slap on the wrist.
He did.
You know? You know, so I don't think that's the end of it. I think, you know, everybody, you know, them kind of professional pundits out there should be given, I'm not saying an equal slice, because some will get more than others. I mean, like, you look at Gabby Logan now.
Big boat, all over it.
You know what I mean?
It's just like Kenny Dalglish's daughter. She's always
Unite.
And then you've got the other one, forgot her name now. She even mentions her in it. she was good friends with her, and mm-hmm. she got a house in the fire with her, who I forgot her name now, but people out there will probably know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I think she's an arsehole fan as well.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just a shame something like that, but I think if you haven't got kind of incidents like that and issues, things don't seem to get done. So hopefully good can come out of that. You know what I mean? Maybe some black presenters need to do their own thing and set up. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
You know? Maybe need to set up their own little casting. You know what I mean? So there's nothing again stopping them from there, you know? But, you know, yeah, she's heavily criticised online, offline, by posting two videos in which she again accused Wright of being disrespectful. So she's obviously took time, you know, and put these videos online for everybody to see. So hence probably why Wright is saying, I don't want that apology, not for what she's done. Do you know what I mean? You've got to look a little bit further into that. TNT Sports presenter, Laura Wood.
That's who I'm talking about. Laura Wood. See, that's who I'm talking about.
She hit back at Aluko, calling her comments damaging. You know what I mean? Maybe Laura Wood's on a good thing. You know what I mean? So maybe Laura Wood's sticking up for writing. You know what I mean? Backing each other. You know what I mean? So, you know. But, you know, she wrote on X the idea that the women's game should be broadcasted, really, for women is one of the most damaging phrases I've ever heard. It will not only drag women's sport backwards. I disagree with that. I don't think it's drag women's sport backwards. It'll always kind of like be up there. It will drag women's punditry in all forms of the games backward. Again, only my opinion. I disagree with that as well.
Is Laura Wood saying this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, if you want to grow something, this is Laura Wood again, you don't gatekeep it, you know? We want to encourage little boys and men to watch women's football too, not just little girls and women. And when they see someone like Ian Wright talking, taking it seriously as he does, then follow suit. That's how you grow sport. You know what I mean? So, yeah, she's kind of like saying, Aluko, you step out of line once again. Disrespectful, dissing the sport. You know what I mean? I mean, where does this put Aluko now?
Well, at the moment, no one's hiring her, are they? Mm-hmm. But she said she took herself out of it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be pretty hard for her to get something.
I think so. Yeah, definitely.
And you've got to remember, in that industry, as you quite rightly said, it is a hard industry. There's a lot of people at it out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, in my opinion, who are better than her. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. Who are better pundits than her? So she's gonna struggle, I think, unless she goes to one of them foreign ones. You know what I mean? She goes to one of them foreign ones, then maybe she might do. But your Sky, mm-hmm. and your BBC, ITV, TNT, all them, it's hard.
Yeah, definitely, I hear that. This is Sweet Talking Sport on Friday the 13th, 18:29. I'm joined with the one and only CV is Yasso, you know? So, you know, if you've just kind of like, if you've missed the first half an hour, you know what I mean? You can catch it up, you know? So, hope you're enjoying the show, wherever you are. Somebody else who's kind of like being outspoken as well. And, you know, I'm not going to use the name Sir because I think they should take that from him. I'm talking about Mr. Ratcliffe, the one called Jim Ratcliffe. And his comments are damaging, are disrespectful. You know what I mean? even the, you know, Starmer jump on it too. Labeling the comments about immigration.
Yeah.
Made by billionaire Manchester United owner, Ratcliffe. He thinks that he can say what he wants, where he wants.
Because of who he is.
Exactly. Now, if a footballer had said something like that, or a manager, you know what's going to happen?
He's taking the game into disrepute.
He's getting fined as
well. Of course it is. Yeah, of course it is.
Big fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And looking at some kind of severe punishment.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
So, what I'd like to know is, what are the FA going to do about it, you know? A kick it out, going to jump all over it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hearing nothing from them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Normally, they're in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anybody from Kick It Out is listening, get all over it, you know? Because we want to know what's happening out there.
Yes.
You know?
What is the thing is for me, what does he mean by the UK is being colonised? What does he mean by that?
Talk about woolly part, people with different, you know, ethnicity background I jump in.
Okay.
You know?
Right. Now I heard on another sports programme that the club Manchester United were pulling away from it. They're having their distance, keeping their distance from it. So I said,
wow,
how can they be keeping their distance from the person who owns it? This is what I said.
Yeah.
Because he owns it. Mm-hmm. He owns the lion's share of the club, my understanding.
Yeah.
Right?
About 28.7%.
So how can you, as the club, then say you're keeping your distance from it? Because you can't keep your distance from it when the man owns part of it. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have employees who are from mixed backgrounds.
100%.
And I'm not just talking about the footballers.
It's true.
Forget about the footballers. We're talking about the cleaners on match days.
Yeah.
We're talking about maybe the office staff. Security on a match day. Because you generally watch on a security. Most games, security.
Yeah.
A lot of them are from what I call mixed backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of black. Guys and women as security there, right?
Keep going.
Right. Yep. So how can the head of what they class as the biggest club in the world, they keep telling themselves that, that's what they keep saying, that can come out with a statement like that?
Keep going.
That to me don't sound good. That does not sound good to me. You know what I mean? Right?
Fire them. Lick shot, man. Lick
for
shot.
For me, what he's saying is what he's meaning. And the only reason why he's come back out and backtracked it and then say him sorry is because of all the publicity now and all the backlash what he's getting from other peoples. That's what he's getting, and he knows that all in a minute here, he could be causing some damage to his club now, right? That's the only reason why he's backtracked and that saying that he's sorry, because I don't believe he's sorry. He believes what he's saying, that the immigrants, them, the country is becoming like a country. That's what he believes, right? And you know, here for my brethren too, who said maybe he could have said it in a different way. You know, my brethren, Nigel.
Is it?
You know, for me, brethren, Nigel. You know, Nigel Big F, then call him. You know, weird. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, you know, you no, no, for my brethren, Nigel. Nigel, Big F and call him. Yeah, serious, yeah. Yeah, and him say, Mr. Radcliffe, he's probably right, but he could have come with it in a different way. So when me hear so weird, Lord have mercy, if him and brethren know, big F, I come in there, about, yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? So he's saying he could, he's agreeing with him.
Yeah, nah.
But yeah. But miss, but he could have come, he could have come with a different style and pattern.
See it there.
I mean, you know, it's what 28.9% and plus injected what 240 mil into the club. You know,
he has a large stake in the club. He has a large stake and he has a large say in the club. Yesterday, is it the Muslim, the Manchester United Muslim supporters thing, right? They was up in arms about it, right? About, you know, what he said and that. So, because what they say, Manchester United, right? Big Manchester United, the biggest club in the world, right? They are an inclusive club. They include everybody. That's what he's saying.
I mean, yeah, you're right, because Mr. Jordan did kind of like jump on it and had a few things to say.
Radcliffe claims UK has been colonised by immigrants. Condemned by fan groups, anti-discrimination charges and the Prime Minister, should Sir Jim now apologise? Because how important is neutrality to the public brand and the image that you represent? Well, let's hear it. Speaking to Sky News, United's co-owner Sir Jim had this to say about the UK.
You can't have an economy with 9 million people on benefits and huge levels of immigrants coming in. I mean, the UK has been colonised. It's costing too much money. It will cause...
It's been colonised.
It'll cause... Well, yeah. The UK has been colonised by immigrants, really, isn't it? I mean, the population of the UK was 58 million in 2020. No, it's 70 million. That's 12 million people.
You met recently with Nigel Farage, didn't you?
I did.
Do you think that they would be a good government if they were to win the next election?
I mean, he got his figures wrong, and he has kind of like apologised since that, you know, for making his kind of like comments, offensive comments. And quite kind of like rightly so, and like what you said, you know, I totally agree. Not just the plain staff, but the tea lady, security, cleaners, you know. And I mean, it's like, how must they feel, you know, because they're going to have their conversations behind closed doors and said, hey, you know, what do you think, Tim? What he said? You know what I mean? You know?
Some of the United players. Like Fernandez, right, and some of the other different peoples them in at the team, right? They've had little things to say. Right? But obviously, it hasn't been. You know what I mean? It hasn't been publicly, but they've had things to say. Right. Listen, you can't be making them kind of statements in the position that he's in. Okay, I'm not saying that. Right. That's not how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he can have them feelings. Right. Right. But he has to keep them feelings to himself.
Yeah, I totally agree.
He have to keep them
totally
feelings
agree.
To himself.
I totally agree.
You can't be. You can't be broadening out like that. And he's broadening out, right? You know, Ewem just said just now. The man said to him, "Oh, you've had a meeting with Femi Brethren,
with
Big F,
mm-hmm.
right?" And he said, "Do you think they could run? Be all right? A good, you know, they would be able to run the country."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe I haven't heard him say it. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard him say it. But I believe I would say that he would think so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he would believe in some of the policies, right?
Definitely.
What Big Nigel's coming out with.
Definitely, you know.
So, anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, people said, you know, can you keep politics at sport? In fact, people say politics shouldn't mix with sport. But you know what? People can't help themselves, you know what I mean? Because if he's having them kind of conversations on air, what's he saying off air?
That's what I'm trying to
say. You know what I mean? So,
and if he has those kind of ideas,
and them connotations,
right? If he has them ideas and he's openly admitting that he's meeting up with big Nigel. You know what I mean? You know? Listen, sorry.
That's what he called disrespectful.
Sorry. You just can't be doing that in your position.
Totally agree. So let's hope that, you know, something that gets taxed in some way, some form. You know what I mean? Ratcliffe.
We'll see.
It's true. Yeah, and something else what kind of like has caught my eye too, you know, one of the biggest controversies in the Milan 2026 Winter Olympics came ahead yesterday morning as
The Ukrainian.
Yeah.
I did hear about that.
In a skeleton.
Yeah, you know? I did hear about that. Again, it's politics in there again. Mm. It's politics in there again.
But this one, again, it's like, you can look at this from so kind of like many angles. You know, people are saying, you know, is it wrong? Is it right? Is it shocking? Is it correct? Because like, you know, like we said, sports, it isn't without any controversial. You know, and the skeleton's hitting the headlines from this one. So they actually banned this guy from competing. You know, and the skeleton's, it's similar. The start is similar, I would say, to the bobsleigh. It's like you kind of like run forward and gather pace, and you just jump on your sled.
That's right.
You know
that's
what
right.
I mean?
And head first.
Yeah, you know, them smaddy that are travelling 130, 140 km, which is between 80 and 90 mile mph.
Yeah.
I mean, so
yeah.
They're travelling at some kind of speed.
Big speed.
See it there? And on his helmet, it featured an art of work. The Ukrainian athletes killed during the Russian invasion. Now, this is what this woman had to say about this.
I really wanted to see him race today. It's been an emotional morning. So, yeah. What I wanted to propose and what I proposed to him this morning and his dad was that we could find ways, because he also said, yep, when he goes down, it's blurry, you can't really see it. So I said, okay, based off of that, could we find a solution where we can pay homage to his message, to his helmet before he races? Then as soon as he's finished racing, going into the mix zone where you can see the pictures, right? Because he's very right, it would be blurry going down. So could we find another solution where the memories could be honored in a wonderful way? And sadly, we've not been able to come to that solution. I really wanted to see him race today. It's been an emotional morning. So, yeah.
He was emotional as well. Could you share if the meeting got emotional?
You know, I think for me, yeah, I think, I don't think we were in tears, but it was, he is an athlete, and for me, I was not speaking to him in that room as a president. I'm speaking to him as an athlete.
we have these rules in place to try and be fair, and also to try and allow for us to do both things, right? To allow for athletes to express themselves, but also to allow for athletes to be safe. And,
as you can see, very kind of like emotional, but I'm going to kind of like put something on its head here, really, because like he was kind of like wanting to, you know, have these kind of images on his helmet and stuff during races. But in the football world, Premiership, Championship, what happens, you know, because of the 1918 amnesty, you know, ended the war, as we know, on the 11th hour, 11th day, 11th month, you know, them parade, them poppy business, you know what I mean? So people might look at that and say, well, you know, they have their 15-minute silence and all them kind of something there,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm kind of just kind of like playing devil's advocate here, really, that what's allowed and what's not allowed. Obviously, it's a different body, Winter Olympics, blah, 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 and, you know, the Premiership and the Championship and stuff like that as well, you know. I mean, they wear them poppy, them, you know.
That's
them,
on the shirt. Yeah.
You know, and that happens, what, late October, early November,
November the 11th.
Yeah. Supporting the fallen service members, you know, remembrance, you know, the day on the 11th. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what is the threshold, you know. They might have, you know, a kind of like policy saying nothing at all, you know what I mean? While, you know, in the football world, they might look at it and have them debates and stuff like that, you know what I mean, about what's kind of like not allowed, you know what I mean? So, yeah, kind of like, it's kind of like, really kind of like, it touches it, that one, because he just wanted to honour Finn people then.
Yeah. You know? Because even his president said, yeah,
you
know, it bigs good, him up for that. Good it bigs thing. Him up, yeah, yeah.
So what the authorities did, they said, do you know what? You either fling on a different helmet,
yeah,
or if you're wearing that one, you're barred. They've got to disqualify you.
Which is what they've done.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just maybe, you know, the big people involved in sports need to come together and say, you know, we need something across the board of what's acceptable. You know what I mean? And what is not acceptable, you know? So, yeah. And, well, about this tune, you know, in the background, Can You Feel the Force? Well, somebody's going to feel the force on 11th of April when Tyson Fury is back. And is back in Tottenham. Mm. You know what I mean? So, you know? Tyson 37, like I said, comes back out of retirement. You know, we see him again 11th of April for a tear up, and this goes out on Netflix. You know what I mean? So I'm on it ting. You know, hasn't fought since his last fight, since what, 2024 against Usyk. Now he's a Poland. He's nicknamed the Lion. You know, he's 36. Boasts a record. He's quite game, this guy, as well. 21 fights, 2 defeats, 19 knockouts, and no draws against Tyson's 34 fights, 2 defeats, 24 knockouts, and 1 win. So, you know, the press conference is on Monday, the 16th. Makhmudov ranked between 15th and 25th in the world, just working his way up the ladder, you could say. You know, all heavyweights, I think, you know, carry a threat. This one carries a threat. I think the question is can he land one on his chin? You know what I mean? Makhmudov's last fight was late last year in October, Twitter's quite active. Strong man on the road, as my mother would say. You know what I mean? And this guy is certainly an entertainer. He's a slugger. And I can't see Tyson losing this one. I mean, being out of the ring since 2024, you're not going to have a comeback fight against...
someone of what me call. Yeah.
Who's up there. Who's on it. You know what I mean? But he'll entertain. He'll be entertaining early round. But I would have thought Tyson, overall, you know... He's going to ask him a few questions.
I'm going to be honest with you.
He's going to ask him a few questions.
I'm not even going to bother watching. Because you know why? Because I'm sick and tired of Tyson. Retirement, come out. I'm not bothering with that. Mm. I'm not bothering with that. It, to me, no, just a foolishness. Just foolishness to me. Mm-hmm. Because when you said that you retire, right? Okay. You say you retire after you've had your fight
and
maybe you're saying it out of because you've lost or whatever, right? And then you say you come back again, right?
Back
fair enough. I'll give you that. But how much time you are going to retire and come back?
I mean, I said too. You know, I'm with you. I'm on it. You know.
You know what I mean? Mm. Nah, not for me. Okay. Nah.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, I won't watch it live. But you know, I'll look at some kind of footage, you know, YouTube or something like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's about the shekels, isn't it? You know what I mean? Give me more. I want more. You know, that's what that's about. Well, comes to that time, championship time. You know, I think we'll start with the Sheffield Wednesday. They play Millwall tomorrow. The question is for me, is Big Barry Bannon going to play against them?
Yeah, I've been had a discussion with some people at work today and I said to them, are you going to turn up and do some big applause when he comes on? And this young lady said, I'm not. She said she's not bothering. She said, mm-mm. She nah, but I do no applaud. He's gone now.
Wow.
Now everybody, my other brethren now at work said, no, he said for his services to the club and whatever, he deserves that applaud.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I can't really get involved in that really, right? But it would be a bit funny if him lick a goal and send on a down.
Or an on goal. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because if they lose tomorrow, my understanding is they're down.
Well, it would get confirmed that with the derby.
Well, I was,
you know, if they don't win that, then that's the official. You know what I mean?
Mm.
No turning back for that.
Yeah.
And it's against their biggest rivals too. What a day.
Yeah.
What a day. Make that a date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, like we said, that kicks off on the 22nd of Feb. You know? So by 1:45,
yeah,
or 10:50,
yeah,
time up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A sellout fixture. There will be plenty of tears on that day.
Yeah.
Captain Mo, are you listening? Why?
Aye.
Hear me, boy? Yeah, listen. You know?
Aye.
You know?
Yeah. There'll be tears. Let me tell you
tears.
Some. There'll be some big tears in my direction, too.
You know? I mean, I'm going to... People, you know, I've heard the kind of whispers, you know, behind the scenes, and people are saying, you know, on Sweet Talking Sport, that CB, that G, you know, they're biased to Wednesday.
So yeah, I have heard that myself. I have heard that.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to apologise. I'm going to say, I'm sorry. And do you know something? We have got to help them out. Yeah, we have got to help them out because, you know, next season when I'm going to Plymouth Argyle, 275 miles away, maybe 5 hours of travelling.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on traffic.
Yeah.
And this is how I'm going to help them out.
Well,
Wednesday fan, Just get your pen and paper right now. I'll give you a few seconds to get a pen and paper.
Listen. Before you say anything, I think I'm going to help them out too. And I'm not even in one camp or the other camp. What I'm going to do to help them out, I'm going to fling them one pence.
Hey!
No, seriously, I'm going to fling them one pence to help them out.
Well, this is how me I'm going to help them out. Yeah? So when you play, like I said, when you play Plymouth Argyle, take the M1 south. Then jump on the M42. Then the M5 towards Exeter. And then bust the A38 to Plymouth. And when you reach that, you see a takeaway car, bangers and mash. Yeah? Ask for Sangsta. To give the boys. Yeah? One doggy bag. You hear me? Sangsta in name. Yeah! What that? Harder in court. You're Judge Dredd, no? Yes, I am. Yeah. Ask for Sangsta. Yeah,
and then they can draw out the one pence from me give them.
Yes, I
am. Captain.
Ship a sail, wait a sail. Yeah, he's saying. Wow, 1856 running out of time, so we're going to have to put our skates on, having so much fun in here. So Owls, 24th in the league, playing top five,
yeah.
Millwall.
Yeah.
You know what? Jarring blanks again.
Yep.
Jarring blanks
definitely.
Again. Millwall are looking for this, you know what I mean? And Will Bannon player, why I'm in a no. All right. Blades, they travel to Pompey. Difficult game. Pompey even 20. Blades 17. You know, Pompey Chimes going to make up some noise down there. So,
yeah, do you good know atmosphere. What?
Yeah, I'm not going to turn my nose up if we come back with a point. Obviously, three. Mm-hmm. Do I want three? Yes, we do.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, do we want three? Yeah.
I could possibly see a little 1-0 to Sheffield United myself.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. You know? City. Who are they playing?
We are playing Salford in the FA Cup tomorrow, which I will be attending. But right now, I've been hearing a lot of Arsenal fans them bubbling up now and making up all heap of noise and that because they're running a bit scared. I don't understand why. They're 4 points in front. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, and after last week, the big statement that we made against Liverpool at Anfield, right? And then we come back again on Wednesday night against Fulham and won 3-0. Yeah, you know. But as I've said, and you know, I've always said to you, I'm not going to say nothing. I let my team do the talking. That's all I'm going to say. Yet tomorrow I would have said it should be a formality. We should win that comfortable.
Yeah, I mean... You know, I mean, you might even you probably have some lads from the academy. Innit?
We did have when we played Exeter, and we won 10-1. Mm-hmm. We had academy lads out there. But there will be some senior players there.
Some pedigree.
Tomorrow.
Just in case we get them over the line.
There will be.
I mean, for Salford, it's a day out.
Well, it was a day out for them last year, and we beat them 8-0.
It's a day out, and they'll be conscious of that again.
Yeah,
and I think. You know,
it'll be a lot more difficult. It won't be 8-0.
Yeah.
It might be a 3-0, but it certainly won't be an 8-0.
Mm. I think, it's Salford, you know.
It's a local derby.
For them, it's like, you know, playing at the Etihad, you know what I mean? Enjoy yourself. But, you know, if they work hard, I mean, if they went in at half-time and it was 2-0, that's not bad because the next goal is important, which is always important, you know what I mean? So, you know, I hope it's well enjoyed, you know? I hope it's a good one.
I will be there. So anyway, it was nice to be back on here again, even with me not feeling 100%. But, you know, until next week.
Yeah, until next week. Yeah, we're out of here. In fact, we're going to leave you with this tune. You know, for the last few seconds, enjoy. Because we are Tayasso.